Speakerphones are wonderful, but they're not interviews. Okay, what I'm going to do is turn on my computer. Portions will be for use in our newscasts and also online at WBAL.com. If you could give me, so I can adjust the levels of your voice, your full name and title with the MTA.
Robert Smith, MTA Administrator and CEO.
Okay, and Smith has a common spelling. Robert has a common spelling.
That's correct.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this. MTA Administrator Robert Smith, as long as there has been MARC service, has this ever been done? Has there ever been weekend service?
We've never had weekend service, though some of your listeners may know that some years ago that we ran a special event train for Orioles games, but it was never been a scheduled weekend service. And the special event train back then was just one trip to the Orioles game and back.
Oh, this Baltimore weekend Baltimore-Washington service is the result of funding for this, is the result, among other things, of the transportation bill that was signed earlier this year. Tell me a little bit about how this will work.
Well, great. It is a part of one of the products of the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Act, and we're running actually 9 trips on Saturday, 6 trips on Sunday, and it's running on our PENN line alignment that we have, and it'll make all the stops along the way, and we're frankly looking forward to it. Saturdays, it starts out of Baltimore at 7:30 a.m., and the last trip out of Washington is at 10:30 p.m., and Sunday, the times are out of Baltimore, starts at 9, with the last trip coming back from Washington at 7 p.m.
Now, the PENN line, I know, stretches as far north as Perryville, but I looked at your schedule. The trains won't be running out of Perryville. I guess the northernmost stop, if I'm not mistaken, is Martin State Airport?
You're correct. At this time, we're going only that far. That's things we may look at in the future to go further.
Plans possibly to go northward. How many people do you expect to use this on a given weekend? And I know this is all dependent on weather and, you know, time of year and everything like that, but do you have any estimate as to how many passengers might use this?
Well, we don't have an actual projection or estimate for that, but I can tell you that we currently know that Amtrak, for instance, for their weekend service, we're aware that they transport over 6,000 trips over the average weekend, if that gives you an order of magnitude. We also have had a lot of interest over the last, I was here 10 years ago. There was an interest for MARC weekend service then. It's here now. We have places, other business areas such as BWI Airport, the city of Baltimore. There's a lot of effort behind making this successful. So we anticipate a very good ridership. And of course, we'll be assessing that over the first 3 to 6 months and looking to see what adjustments we may need to make as a result.
I was at BWI last weekend coming back from, you know, our Thanksgiving trip, and there were already signs promoting that. I guess you're going to get a lot of passengers who are going to try to meet flights at BWI. They'll take the MARC train as opposed to driving, right?
Well, we hope so. We're working closely with Paul Wiedefel and the folks at BWI. We'll be working with our partners here in both Baltimore as well as the Washington, D.C. area, and there will be a lot of joint promotions and things that we do. We're expecting that BWI, which is already one of our major stops during the week, will be a major draw. And we're looking for tourism between people that want to take leisure trips between the two cities on the weekend and the like. So we have a high expectation for it.
Fare-wise, what is this going to cost the passenger?
It's the same fare as it is right now. If you go from Penn Station in Baltimore to D.C., it's $7. $6 from BWI, and let's another example would be $5 from Odenton. So it's similar fares. And, you know, the really good thing I'd like to say is that our passengers that currently have monthly and weekly passes, those are good on the weekend. So they can take opportunity to use the service on the weekend without additional expense.
Ask you about those monthly passes, so thank you for answering that question. And now, in terms of reevaluating, you know, whether to expand it, when is that going to take place? I mean, you're going to do it over months, years, that sort of thing?
Over years. This what we have right now is, as we roll this out, is this is part of our 6-year plan that we rolled out this past fall, the weekend service. But we'll consistently look at that as time goes on. But this is a part of our current 6-year plan.
Some of the other things are in the 6-year plan.
Well, there's others. Many of it is in capital. We're looking to, as you know, just you mean as far as Mark is concerned?
Mark and, you know, other, you know, Mark Light Rail, Metro, anything else.
Great. As you're aware, just last week we broke ground for our Kirk bus division, and we had, you know, the mayor was there, our congressional delegation was there, and a lot of elected officials, so that's really good. Continuing on the Mark, we're also looking to buy locomotives and new rail cars that we put out. And there'll also be work at some of our stations along the way. So there's a significant amount of activity, both on the primarily on the capital side, coming out of the funding from the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Act. On the bus side, you know, of course, we're, as you may be aware, we're doing our bus network improvement project. We're looking not only at MARC, but the opportunity to improve transit throughout the state of Maryland, but primarily in the Baltimore region. So we know we have concerns with our bus and light rail and metro, so we're looking at that. And it's very we're working closely with our riding public. We're working with key stakeholders. We're wanting to know from them, you know, where they want to go and if we're providing that service. The our bus network improvement project that we refer to as BNIP, the recommendations will come out next April, and we plan to start implementing our recommended changes sometime next August, and they will finally be implemented over a six-year period. We're also looking to upgrade the technology that we use on our buses just to make us much more efficient, more customer-friendly, and we'll talk more about that in the months to come about what that means.
One more question back to the Mark, and I know the Camden line originates from Camden Yards. You mentioned earlier that a number of years ago you had a special train to go to an Orioles game. Is there any chance of bringing that back, especially for Ravens game? Maybe not for Orioles games, or maybe not for Orioles games, or perhaps for Orioles games, but more likely for Ravens games, because I know the light rail trains, because I know this from taking the light rail to Ravens games, are often very crowded. Is there any chance to bring back some MARC service to maybe to try to ease the crowds on the light rail trains?
That's a great question, Rob, but I could tell you right now that's not one that we have high on the list right now, but those are the types of things that we're looking at. We're constantly looking for ways to better serve the public, to increase our ridership. So we don't have plans at this point, but we're constantly reviewing those types of opportunities.
TA Administrator Robert Smith, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.